Life is about legacy, and tonight we're getting into the line of our elders. It's episode 6 of Queen Sugar. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
They took me to church today.
You're not feeling it?
No. I'm sorry, guys. It's going to be really hard for me to get into anything this episode because, I'm just not happy. And I know you guys feel the same way because we talk about it every week. So let me know. Check in. Let me know how you're feeling after the end of episode 6.
Listen, the only question I have for everybody in the live chat is, did Ralph Angel do the right thing? Did he do the right thing? That's my only question. We'll talk about it when we get there, but I gotta ask it at the top so as people coming into the live chat, they can tell us how they feeling.
If you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Elena. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
What's going on, mi gente? You already know, Franceli Chapman right here. You can hang out with me at all things at Selly Hang Out. Lord Jesus.
Now, my energy was already a little low, and this episode
just took you down.
This was one of the episodes that you kind of need to watch. Not you, me. Like the kind of TV watcher I am, this was an episode that I needed to watch by myself. Because you know how like you're watching something and you can relate to so many different things, and it pulls different things out of you. And sometimes you do, like, sometimes you just want to soak in it, or sometimes you don't even realize it until you see someone else kind of going through it, and then you have that moment to like flush out all of your feelings or whatever. So that is what this was for me. Hey, Miss Chris Brown. Nice to see you this week.
Listen, I just want to give a shout out to Mimi Wan, who wrote tonight's episode, and it was directed by Demaine Davis. Shout outs to beautiful black women, black girl magic on Queen Sugar. They just make it happen every week. I definitely was really sad. I don't know if I needed to watch it alone, because had I watched it alone, I might have cried for a very long time.
Yeah, like, that's what I needed, though.
Like, I would have stayed in this hole that it would have taken me a while to come out of. Mm-hmm. So, thank God for AfterBuzz TV and watching it in public, and then I have to regroup and be here live with y'all. So, I had to get it together.
Yeah, no, I mean, even when the episode ended, I was ready to fight. Like, I mean, if I was home, I probably would have been boo-hooing, you know, crying.
Right.
But because I wasn't, I had on this, like, face that I usually have on with my family sometimes, where it's like, no, the heck you didn't.
Right.
And now I'm ready to fight. Like,
right.
I'm ready to fight all of y'all. All of y'all just line up. Because at this point,
the damn table.
I'm done. I'm over it. And I don't even want to. I know you sat there and watched the show with us. So I don't even want to, like, baby step around everything that happened. Want to start with Ralph Angel.
Start at the top.
I want to start with Ralph Angel and kind of just go down, because I don't know how I'm feeling right now.
I mean, see, this is the thing. It was brewing from the beginning, right? We start at the... Where were they exactly? They were on the farm, and there's this list of all the family members that have died. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what does this mean, and why do they have it?
They were under a tree.
Under a tree. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what this moment was. But either way, in that moment, Ralph Angel was just feeling some type of way about the fact that Charlie wasn't there. And this resentment of years that have been boiling up to this point of Charlie not being there. And feeling like you were living this high life and da 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 da. So I feel like the dinner is a long time coming.
The dinner is a long time coming, but it's interesting that you saw them looking at the line of legacy as him calling out Charlie. Like, he did get frustrated with Charlie, as he always does.
Yes.
But I interpret it as him being a baby. Like,
he's the baby.
He is the baby, and he has a lot of moments where you see him maturing and you see him handling it, and then he has other moments where he reverts back.
Right.
And at that moment, I felt like he was being a baby because of the fact that he was holding on to the fact that the farm is actually his.
Right.
And because that was the day that Charlie was opening the mill. So it's like, okay, everyone's congratulating her. Everyone is honoring her. However, this is actually my property. So I think it was him coming from that place. But to answer your question, I think that they were on the farm. You remember in season one when we found out that that house was passed down from generation to generation through their family, because
and the fight with the Landrys and the killing.
So I think that they put that up there once they got their home back from the Landrys.
Got it.
It was almost like a But yeah, I felt like he was being a baby at that point, which made me sad, because last week we saw, you know, him in this new, like, he just, he from season two, he's kept you know, growing and becoming more mature and getting higher. And then he want to start the episode being a brat.
Well, this is the thing. You're the eldest, so you know something about that. I mean, I have a baby brother. I feel like the youngest of the family, they're like that. They tend to be spoiled. By the time they were born, our parents aren't as hard on them as they were on us. And they are just used to getting their way. And as we can see, even at the dinner, what's revealed is that look what happened. His father was protecting him even to the end. Like, and that's what his sisters now then in turn resent him for. Like, look what daddy was doing just to take care of you because you weren't taking care of you.
To take care of your kid because you were locked up. But that's what I'm saying.
You
weren't
taking care of you. So you went down this path of destruction that then created this thing that his father had to work twice as hard to take care of something you should have been taking care of.
I guess my frustration comes from with the argument at the table, and please chime in and let me know how you feel about it. My frustration comes from we knew that he was sitting on this. We knew that it was going to come out, and we felt the build up throughout the episode. Mm-hmm. However, I just didn't think that the dinner was going to turn out how it was going to turn out because everything was going like we can communicate at this point. But when I think what added to it is finding out that Ernest was a janitor. That automatically makes you not saying that anyone who has a janitor position is like, you know, oh my gosh, but knowing that he had a farm, but his farm wasn't profiting, so he had to pick up a job. Mm-hmm. Mostly because he was taking care of Blue because his son was in jail and his grandson's mother was recovering. Mm-hmm. So feeling all of that, and then for Ralph Angel to say, You weren't around. It's like, dude, I wasn't around. You're right. But you also weren't around. Right. You also didn't make the right decision. Right. So why are we all pointing the fingers at each other? Right.
And they've all, it's crazy. Like, they all have guilt and they all have burdens to bear. And guilt is such a difficult burden to carry. And I think that's kind of like the thing that's been lingering in this whole episode is just guilt. They're all carrying guilt, and how they all handle it is starting to show and is starting to come out down to Charlie's breakdown at the mill. And I mean, it's one of those things where I connect to it so much. I mean, there's seven of us in my family, and when, you know, although my father died 10 years ago, this episode brought up so much for me, like, of things that we all fight about and we argued about and guilt we've had over the 10 years of. It's a lot. Like, losing a parent, it's a club that I don't wish on anyone. But it also forces you to look in the mirror, and they're all taking a look in the mirror right now.
Ken in the chat room said that Nova was a surprise in the situation at the dinner table because usually she's so chill.
Yes.
And she was ticked off.
Right.
And I think that from season one, Nova has been, you know, the one to calm everybody down. But we've always seen her attitude.
Right.
Like, we've always known that she can get
there. We know she's ready to pop off.
I think the frustration, like, the reason she wasn't so chill when this happened and the reason she got so frustrated is because for her and Charlie, this episode was the first time that they kind of were honest with each other. Like, because I think that everyone were dealing with, they were dealing with their childhood. They were dealing with not living together. You know, all of the drama between Ernest and the two moms. Yeah. So I feel like they always had to kind of one up another. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time that we see them like, I actually didn't get to talk to dad because I wouldn't stop my life to see him. And it was, I actually haven't spoken to him either. And it was like, okay, we can relate to the fact that we both dropped the ball when it came to being there for our father. And so she was dealing with that. We see her reliving the pain of her mom passing away. So she doesn't have both of her parents. We see her go through the emotions of saying, you know, that her dad had to clean up after people. So she's in this place now where she's had enough. Like, she's pissed off. Mm-hmm. And I needed her to go off because I think so many times when you are the chill one, or you are the responsible one, or you are the one who do what you do, some people people forget that you need someone there too.
Yeah.
Like, people forget that you can't be strong all the time. Like, I'm responsible, yeah, but I still need you to care about me too. And I think that's where she came in at. But what's interesting is Ralph Angel only spilled the beans because of Blue.
Right, because he said, I'm done lying.
Blue was asking the questions that we all wanted to know because we still don't have the answer to what was the woman saying that you lied about. Mm-hmm. Like, how did she lose her job? What did he do?
Right.
That reminded him of the kind of life that he wants to start leading.
Right. and the example he wants to be for his son.
Yeah.
And but I mean, it all started with the doll, right? Like, that was crazy to me. Like, when Blue was like, I gave her a birthmark myself.
I was like, oh my God. I
wanted to literally carry him and just hold him and just
he
say,
was like, that's not Kenya.
That's not Kenya. And I was waiting but we to knew see, that was coming.
Yeah, but I was, because when he dropped it at the stone thing, uh-huh, ceremony, I was trying to figure out, you know, what was going through his mind. I thought that maybe he was going to honor Ernest and be like, you know what, Pop-Pop, you can have Kenya because right. I care about you. I thought that was happening. Mm-hmm. But no, he went home and said, I gave her a birthmark right here and it ain't here. So who is this?
Right. Who is this?
It actually was priceless.
It was awesome.
One of the
it
most beautiful epic. Moments ever. But I feel like, staying at the table before I move away. I think that Blue even calling out that wasn't Kenya and us having to see Ralph Angel address that, you know, it was thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that Darla kind of tried to come to his defense at the table. I can tell that she's still new to integrated families, but baby, you not yet. You not yet in the family.
Right. So
stay in your place.
Hollywood had the best. It's best we stay out of this. I was like, Hollywood.
Because she had the nerve to raise her voice and have an attitude between sibling business.
And at your boss at that, because let's remember, you work for this woman. So you just... You
had the nerve to ask me for a job and you knew...
No, ma'am.
That
no,
the farm
ma'am.
Didn't... Like,
You should have kept your mouth shut because, see, now you're risking your job, your sobriety, because you said it yourself that... Having stability and having a schedule helps towards your sobriety. So why are you putting that at risk? Come on, my friend. Like, let's get it all the way together. What's happening in the chat? I'm trying to pull it up on my phone.
I can't even tell you because my mind is still stuck on Darla coming out of place. And you know what's interesting? When the top of this episode started, I was saying Darla is doing a really good job mm-hmm. with her position with Charlie. Like, and it, you can almost see the background that she spoke about previously of coming from parents who have money and you know, not always being in the positions that she was in.
She wasn't always a trailer park girl. She I mean, she had her escort at the cotillion. Like, she...
Right, know how to tie a tie.
Listen,
perfectly.
Come on now. So I really love the layers that is Darla. Like I said last week, I really love that they're taking us on the journey of what recovery looks like, what addiction looks like. But that she has all these other layers and that her and Charlie can connect.
Yeah.
That moment that they had at the table was just beautiful. Like, you haven't met my father. Like, I understand what it means to try to be perfect. And in me trying to be perfect, look how far I fell. You know, and I think that was really important for Charlie to see because it's like, this is what happened at therapy last week. Like, look, this your need for perfection. Mm-hmm. Is it affecting your son? How's it affecting your family? And then how it affected her even at the mill. You wanted everything to go so perfect. And life doesn't happen that way. And what I love about... Shout out to the Queen Sugar writers. I love them on Twitter. They're always giving us the behind the scenes. They said that the choke that happened at the mill is actually something that really does happen at mills, and that, you know, they've learned so much about what it means to grow sugarcane throughout this process of creating this show. So I just love that they're so engulfed in really learning all there is to know about what it means to farm and grow sugarcane and even the life in Louisiana, because authenticity is really important to this crew and this creative team. So shout outs to them.
Even touching on the perfection matter of Charlie, we know that it was addressed in therapy, and it's like perfect was thrown out in tonight's episode. I'm gonna say at least 10-11 times mm-hmm. I heard the word perfect, and even Micah called her out on it at one point in a joking way, which was cute,
but it was still shade.
But you can see their relationship growing, because even when Ralph Angel dropped the bomb on everybody, his face.
Oh my God. Micah, his face was...
Micah was ready to defend his mom almost. Yes. And I don't know if it's because of the moment that he and Nova shared after he was like, you know, she really lost it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but to see him want to, like, defend his mom was really beautiful. Who's saying what?
I'm laughing at... Shout out to Christopher Garner, who says, Ralph could have at least waited until the prayer was over.
Right.
He already waited 2 months. That part.
Well, no, because when we were watching it, he started praying and we all just looked.
I knew it was coming.
I couldn't, because he was praying and the way that it was coming out, it was like, all right, Ralph, like, seriously, you can't even say amen. Like, Dude.
He didn't even say amen. He didn't even close it in the name of Jesus. Like,
he was like, you know, and I think, dude. So, I think it needed to happen that way because this is everybody else at the table.
Right. One eye
like,
open.
What the heck is happening right now? And then they couldn't tell if he was like still praying or if he was really trying to say a confession. And you know, Charlie nosy behind. Well, what haven't you told us?
What are you lying
about?
What
did you lie about? Like, let me know. But what's beautiful about Charlie this episode is we see her layers coming down. Yes. She had that breakdown and she had that episode that she's needed to have. We haven't seen that episode with Davis. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that episode with Micah. Like, she's always so composed.
Put together.
And, it's really hard for me to say this part, y'all. I cannot stand Ben.
Okay. Can we talk about...
I cannot stand Ben, however...
Ben Harrison, sir. you think you slick. I just want to go ahead and say, you not.
I can't stand him, but his character was needed.
No, but I mean, as much as I can't stand him, he was speaking some truth. That moment after the ceremony where he's like, he witnessed her breakdown and how she's trying to have this perfection when she doesn't have it. Like, I was like, man.
That part was real. I think my can't stand him comes from him asking about, like, the meal. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really know her motives behind the meal. The writers might decide that they want to spring some secrecy on us. Like, she really started it to get back. Like, mm-hmm. we don't, you know what I mean? I don't know for sure. But I believe her when she says that this is to honor her father. Right. I believe her when it's, like, this guilt thing. So I think him pressing in on that area was frustrating me. But ultimately, he just wanted the real her. Which I get, which we all want, which we all have been asking for.
That's what makes a compelling, great story, right? And that's also what makes a good reporter. A reporter is trying to, like, go beyond. I mean, this is what we do, too. Like, it's like go beyond the surface and really dig deep and tell a story that people are going to be connected to. I can't connect to this perfect image. None of us are perfect. We all fall from grace. So it's like, how can I get in tap with the humanity of who Charlie is to tell a story about a woman I want to root for? I want to root for the first black woman to own a mill in Louisiana.
I'm sorry. They're making me laugh because they agree. Everyone in the chat room is like, Ben can go.
Ben needs to go.
Ben can kick rocks because it's true. Oh, but you know what was... Let me tell you what was great.
Bree says, I just know that the Landry sent Ben. For real. Like,
ooh,
I
that's
feel like,
good.
Listen, the Landrys are sending flowers that are really poison ivy.
Talk about welcome to the club.
Come on now. Bruh, get your life.
I would have threw these out on the yard. Let they drones pick that up. Pick that image up. But this is what was crazy. So we can't stand Ben, and Ben was pushing and he was pressing.
Right.
However, okay, when Charlie told Ben that she was going to give him a better story, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to throw somebody under the bus like she usually does. I was like, don't jeopardize your son. Ooh. I thought that she was going to say, my son was arrested by cops.
I got a story.
Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, no.
But I don't think she'd go that far.
She would. She's done it before.
Not her son, though.
She did. She used him when she wanted Davis to move to Louisiana.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So you just don't really know. But for her to throw herself under the bus, for her to be like, I'm going to give you the divorce story?
Yeah, using her divorce as leverage. Woo, that's ruthless.
That's good.
Like, Charlie, manipulation to a whole other level. Go ahead, girl. Listen, chess is her game.
Let me tell you why it's so good. It's so good because it's her.
Yeah.
It's her and it's the truth. Like, the reality is, I actually am in a process of a divorce.
Right.
And you can do the story however you want to. I mean, I'm going to guide you through it, but this is...
I'm going
to
give you the
I don't
exclusive.
Care what Davis says, because this is my reality.
Right, right, right.
So for the first time, she's, like, she's not using anyone else as a pawn. Mm-hmm. She's kind of throwing in her chips.
Right.
And I was like, thank you.
Finally.
Like, you got the breakdown. You have the breakthrough. We hear the truth. And now you have this, like, this clarity moment. You know what I mean? Come on, Charlie. That made me really happy.
Yeah, I like that part.
Did you?
The chat is going off today,
I know,
y'all.
And it's so
I can't even focus. Like, I'm trying to read all of y'all comments. Bree and Christopher and Ken. Like,
the
truth
is,
they're all going in.
I don't have
in.
My glasses on, so I can barely see.
Oh, got you. Okay.
But I feel... Okay.
Miss Chris Brown says, I relate to Charlie not being there when her dad died. I had major depression and guilt. It really pulled at my heart. I mean, I think... Whether you've dealt with death or not, like, again, Queen Sugar just creates this world that is so relatable. I mean, guilt is a universal theme that we can all relate to in some kind of way. Like, coulda, woulda, shoulda. What could I have done differently? Things that I could have said differently. I mean, and it pulls at people's heartstrings, and that's what makes great freaking television.
If I'm being honest, that actually is the reason why I felt like I should have watched it at home, because I'm currently in a situation that it was just like, so the guilt that she was feeling, or the potential guilt that I could be feeling, I was just like, what the? Yeah. I can't handle this right now. I didn't come here for this. I came here to get some pleasure from TV, to get escape. Away from my life.
Right.
I didn't come here for this, writers of Queen Sugar, okay? And that's how I was feeling. I was like, okay, well, I'm running from the real life, and you slapping me in my face with it, and I don't have time for that. So the problem here is that you guys are typing like such long
like
sentences.
Wildfire. Like, hello. Whew.
Okay, so I definitely agree with Ken on my point that Charlie can be cold-blooded when she wants to be, which is true.
Yes. She has her moments.
But today, not today, like it happened today.
Like right now?
But this episode tonight, I'm really proud of her. I'm really proud of Charlie. I'm really proud of her growth. I really love the moment that she had with, what's his face? Remy. Because...
Yes.
What you yesing to?
That whole... My friend gave me this advice.
I was like, girl, you know.
But that's a lot to say. That's a lot to say. You know, my friend told me.
He was like, oh, yeah, what did your friend tell you? And then when she threw his advice back in his face, he was like,
oh, so you going to use what I told you against me? All right.
Heck yeah, I'm going to use it against you.
Darn right.
Because it was good advice.
That part.
And then here come Darla messing up the moment with her damn coffee shirt. I can't. Sit down.
Can we talk about Darla's moment in Charlie's closet? Like, it was one of those things where, like I said, she hasn't always been trailer park girl. And you can tell she misses that lifestyle. Like, the way she was looking at her clothes and how she put her hair down. I was just like, ooh, she missing that money. She missing that lifestyle. Like, and it ain't even from... I don't feel like it was from a place of jealousy or anything like that. Like, I just think it's genuinely like, man, look how far I've fallen. This is where I used to be. I miss this. Like, I miss getting all pretty and having these things and...
I
want to meet Darla's parents. I want to meet this daddy of hers.
Her in the closet was interesting for me because
her in the closet.
Because how they set up her character, my mind went to a million places when she walked into Charlie's place.
Like she might take something.
Like she might take something, or she might ruin something, or she might trash the apartment. Like, just because she was reliving certain moments. And then when Micah came in and she like walked up on him to fix his tie, I was like, oh Lord, don't steal your uncle's woman. Like literally is what my mind was going through.
Oh, you know what? There was a tinge of that for me, but then I was like, no, that would just be twisted and
that would be sick.
This is family programming and this is on OWN Network. We're not going down that road.
Would be so sick. But my mind went there, like, okay, well, what if they're, I don't know.
Right.
Oh, my God. Ralph Angel would have tried to kill him. And then
Charlie would have killed Darla. Like, it would have been messy. It would have been bad.
But my mind went there. And, I mean, I feel like we are getting to a point where we're going to meet Charlie's mom.
Yes.
And we're going to probably be introduced to Darla's parents.
Right.
Especially because she's having her 2 years. So maybe she's inviting them.
Wait. Bree, stop with the games.
What she said?
Bree said Charlie's mom is white, right? I believe so. She said, I wonder if she's related to the Landrys. Wouldn't that be like an epic twist?
Oh my gosh, no. Do you remember somebody said that in the chat room at the last episode? And I was like,
that would
oh,
be
heck
insane.
No. That would, no, I don't want that to happen.
I don't want that connection. Like, that would like mess my whole life
up. The reason I don't want that connection though is because the siblings are already going through a lot. We already know that Nova can't stand Charlie's mama, and right now they have like this sister camaraderie. Like, they used to be attacking each other.
Yeah, sister love
is
real.
Now they have this sister love that even when Nova was walking out, Charlie went to like reach, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they are there for each other now. If Charlie's mom is related to the Landrys? That's
Nova already don't like Charlie's mom. We could tell by like season one, all the shots she be throwing.
That's foul though, and you have to think about what that's going to do to Charlie though,
right?
Because Charlie clearly doesn't know, because if her mom is, you know, she just finding all of this out in Louisiana. So it's like, not only did dad step out on his wife with you,
right?
But then I was birthed, and then I felt rejected, and then he didn't leave me none of the farm, and then, girl. And they talk about welcome to the club, sending flowers.
I can't.
And then she said, I'm sure these was from my mama. Or she said, I'm
she
sure
thought
my-
they were from her mom.
Ooh. But they were from the Landry's, but they Ooh. Probably was from her mama, Mama Landry. I can't. Mama I can't. Landry. And what if Darla related to the Landry's? That would be a hell of a slap in the face for Ralph Angel. I would actually like to see that happen.
Oh, so that you want. Yeah. You don't want Charlie to be related, but no. Darla can be related.
I can you see know, that happening.
My people, she only wants it to happen because she wants Ralph Angel for herself. I just want to go ahead and put that disclaimer out there. You know,
actually, I didn't think about it like that, but since you presented it, you know, I mean, hey, if he's available, then
listen, he fine. I just want
to
tell
you, he wasn't that cute to me today.
Today he was looking a little rough, but he fine every other day.
And no, it's because he had an attitude.
Oh well,
I just wasn't here for it.
All right, shout outs to, you know, Girls Trip that's coming out this weekend, and Ralph Angel's in the movie Girls Trip.
We're not talking about that right now.
And it's in Louisiana. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know what character came up for me, like, was bold to me today? And I don't know if you guys saw it, but tell me if you noticed this. Do you remember when Vi and Hollywood were having a conversation and she was like, you know, I'm not their mom, and she was just going through whatever she was going through, and Hollywood checked her as he always do, which I love that he gives her the truth and tells her what she needs to hear. And the last thing we see before the show goes off is Vi playing that role of mom again.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what she's running from. And for some, I don't know why, but when she was saying that we're not leaving this house until we resolve this, that, like, I felt that in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like I was in the living room. And then I felt some type of way because she basically told us we're not leaving until we resolve the issue.
Right.
But then the damn show went off. So how y'all just gonna dismiss me? Like,
like, you left us hanging.
You left me hanging. That's how I felt. But for her to be in that role and for us to see the dynamic of, you know, her not really wanting to go through the fact that her brother has died. And it also seems like she was surprised to find out that he was a janitor, too.
Right.
Because that's when she started breaking down. So I want to know what she's going to, like, I just want to know what's going to come next episode.
This is the thing. Our parents, there are all these things that they keep from us in order to protect us, or they feel like they need to. It's such a hard, like, line, because we feel like our parents are superheroes, and then we get older and we realize they're human and messed up and damaged and broken and figuring it out just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And then also when we start finding out the lies and their truths, then the domino effect that it has on us as well. And I think that's what's happening for them. Like, wow, what did I do to create a situation where my father felt like he couldn't come to me for help, where he couldn't tell me this is what he was going through? Like, what kind of person does that make me? So it forces you to look in the mirror. Like, I keep saying that, but I feel like interactions, battles, dramas, like, when these things happen, instead of pointing the finger like Ralph Angel does in this episode, I feel like it's time to look in the mirror and figure out, how have I contributed to this story? Because we're all authors of our own stories in a particular way. So how did I add to this narrative, and what can I do differently to change it if that's what I want? So those are my thoughts about that.
No, I agree. And it's going to be intense. But so I did look at the preview a little bit. You know what? I think we should just move into predictions.
Already?
I mean, go.
Jeez,
go
you ahead. Quick with it. Go
run
ahead.
Off, run off your thoughts. Run no, off your thoughts. Nah, we're listening. Nah, we're listening,
no,
Sally.
No, you're the host. Go
we're
ahead,
listening.
Girl.
We're listening. What else do you want to say about the episode?
No, predictions. Let's do it. Mm-mm, let's go.
I know you got some tea about the writers. I know you got some tea about the directors. I know you got a fun fact.
No,
go I'm ahead. Dish it to us. I don't want to jump the gun. Let me see
no,
what you
we're
got
good,
over there.
We're good. We're good.
Okay, well, let's move into some predictions.
Now,
why you had to fight me? Like, why did you have to do that?
No, I didn't. You know,
why you had to fight me in front of everybody?
Look, I love y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
And the only reason I want to move into it is because, so we sat and we saw the snippet for next episode,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we know that this big blow up happened. We know that it's going to get even more intense. But when we see Ralph Angel in the frame, we see Charlie standing behind him with her hand on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on his shoulder. And I mean, I don't know what the conversation is going to be. I don't know what's going to get them to that point. I don't know if they're going to be at each other's neck. But to see that and not know what's going to happen was powerful for me, because if anything, they're the two that go at it the most.
Yes.
They're the two that are always trying to, you know, basically kill each other. Not literally. And to know that one of them or both of them swallowed their pride and are at a place where it's like, okay, how can we move forward as you were saying, now that everything's off the table, now that everything's on the table, now that we can see ourselves and we can really analyze the roles that we played, is a big step for any family dynamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to, and I'm excited just to see, how are you going to handle this? And once you handle it, what else is going to happen? Because this was really the drama for us. I mean, I know we're on episode 6, but now something else is going to have to come,
right,
once they resolve this, to keep the fluidity of the show. You know what I mean?
This is how I feel. And we didn't talk about Aunt Vi, so I want to get into that before I go into my prediction. For me, she's the rock since Ernestine has left, but it...
Ernestine? This underground?
Oh, you... I mean...
I'm joking. Ernest, no. Ernest, so me and Francelli did the underground panel together, bad. And yeah, there was Ernestine, so that right. was like between
yeah.
us. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Ernest, since Ernest left, she's been the rock. But my thing is, she loves her brother so much. Mm-hmm. So that moment when she tells Hollywood she don't want to go to the grave, that for me was concerning. And I want the writers and the creators of the show to give me more backstory. I want to know more about this brother-sister relationship with them. Because, see, generational things get passed down. And I want to know what their brother and sister relationship was like and why Aunt Vi is fighting so hard to try to make sure that they stay together. Because what if there were moments where her and Ernest weren't speaking and she doesn't want history to continue to repeat itself? Like, there are things that I feel like truly motivate her from a whole different perspective that I want to know about, that I want to see, because that's what sparked in me. I was like, wait a minute, you don't want to... And Hollywood said it. He was like, wait, no, that's your brother. Like, you need to be there. You need to represent. So for me, that's a big thing that I need. So my prediction is that that needs to happen, because I need that in my life.
You know what's interesting, though? So you received it that way, like, why don't you want to go? And I received it like, I understand why you don't want to go.
Mm.
Like, so her and Hollywood having those, like, Hollywood being, you need to go, and her being like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
It's usually what it is. Like, that's usually the dynamic between a family. Like, if someone is like, I just want to be there. Like, when it comes to a funeral, when it comes to a wake.
Yeah.
Some people want to go see the body, and some people are like, I cannot bring myself to go see this body.
Right.
I cannot bring myself to go back to the grave. I cannot bring myself to relive these emotions because it hurts so much. I don't want, like, we've moved past it. We've mourned him. She said, we buried him already.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go and redo it.
Right.
And mostly because it hurts so bad. That's like, if you go through a breakup, I'm not really trying to see you.
I don't want to be your friend.
I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be around you, because now I have to keep reliving these moments that hurt so bad.
But to be honest, and that's real.
Yeah.
And that emotion is something that I don't take anything away from. But I feel like, let's go higher. Let's dig deeper. Let's elevate and kind of relate to one another from a deeper perspective. I feel like we are not to be moved by our emotions or to respond only from our emotions. I used to feel like that too. Like, when my dad died, there were certain friends of mine that didn't come to the funeral. And I took that very, very personally and almost wanted to stop talking to certain people and felt like, you weren't there for me and during the most hardest moments of my life, and not really just thinking much deeper and higher, like what you were saying. Like, at this age, I would understand. There are people that really don't like funerals. And it's not that I'm not there for you, and it's not that I don't love you. I just can't be there for you for that, in that moment. And that was something I couldn't comprehend at 20 when my father died.
Right.
So I think that there needs to be just more empathy and more compassion with people and how we relate to one another. And that's what needs to happen with these siblings.
But that's what we see. That's what they do so well, because we learn
Which
that.
Is why I don't understand why we couldn't do that at this dinner.
Yeah. Well,
and someone said
fresh.
That at the chat.
It's because it's still fresh.
It is
it
fresh.
It hurts. When you find out that the farm is actually yours, and from Charlie's perspective, she spent all this damn money.
I
like,
get
you
that.
You have the nerve not to tell me, at least.
But wait. If you don't respond from your emotions, if you take a second to think about it, Ralph Angel has been keeping it for... Not because I'm using
and
your money.
And we respected him for that.
He's actually been keeping it so he didn't hurt nobody. So it was about the unity of the siblings, because it was like, I don't want y'all to think it's all mine. And we talked about this last week. Like, he's going to drop the bomb, but he's still going to say, let's do this together.
Well, I don't know yet if he's going to say, let's do this together.
My prediction is that Ralph Angel is still going to be like, let's do this together.
So we honor Ralph Angel for holding on to it and not wanting to break up, you know, it being so good, not wanting to be selfish. I get that. Right. However, that doesn't take away from the initial shock and the initial hurt. Because although we knew that he had this letter and we've been sitting on it, we now get to live in Charlie's and Nova's emotions. Yeah. Like, we get to live in their reality, and from their perspective, this hurts.
Right.
Like, how could you? How dare you? And for Charlie, especially when she started talking about, because she was, her and Mike has been going through it.
Yeah.
And she was
saying, they've been going through a lot.
So I moved here. My daddy didn't even really want me to move here. Or I felt guilty for it, and then I felt like he wanted me to have a part of this firm. And she, remember, she fought it at first.
Yeah.
She was like, let's sell it. She didn't even want parts of it. And when you start putting in work and you start putting in labor, then you start gaining that love. So it's like, all of this has been for what? Not for me, because it was for you.
But if it's really, really to honor your father's legacy, like she's been pushing this entire spin, then even though all of what you're saying is true, all of that should be negated and in the bud and shouldn't even arise, because you finally got to a place where you arrived where you said, I'm doing this for my father.
I think it will be negated, and I agree with you. Because she's doing it for her father, none of this is going to matter. But that doesn't take away about how I feel about it. That's like you doing something hurtful to me, and I'm, you know, and but you did something better. And I'm right. Like, I recognize this, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your apologies. However, when you did X, Y, and Z, it still hurt. And I need to express that hurt, mm-hmm. or me bottling it in is not going to be better either. Let me just tell you, when you were talking, and I was reading through the chats, girl, why did they have a whole, everybody in the chat room, because why did they have a whole 5 minutes where they were talking about Underground?
Yeah, they did. I'm reading it right now. I'm catching up. I'm like,
I was like,
Lord.
What did we do?
We just started a whole thing. Listen, we're hoping it gets picked up too, so we can come back and talk about it.
Ken said, yeah, Charlie didn't want the farm, and neither did Nova, which is true. Which is true, which I get, but that makes it hurt more. It's like, right. I don't even want this damn farm to begin with. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I think I can feel that. It's like, I didn't even want this farm to begin with, and then I put in all this work, and then I had to face all of these battles to find out that my daddy didn't even really want me to have a piece of it.
Yeah.
Like, that hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, and you know, I mean, I feel like they're going to work it out, and I feel like they're going to split. So my prediction This is my prediction. This had to come out episode 6 because they needed to be broken and they needed to restore themselves.
That's
because
a good one.
The Landrys, something big is going to happen with that. Like, she has her meal. We're all celebrating. We're celebrating the farmers. We're celebrating her dad. They went through this hard time, but they're about to pick it up because it's just time to lace up your boots and put Vaseline on your face and fight the Landrys.
That, I feel exactly the same. I feel like no matter what, blood is thicker than water. They're gonna get it together. They have such a much bigger enemy to fight. So this small little battle
is gonna make them stronger.
It has to make us stronger so we can get ready for the real war, which is against these people that have been trying to take everything that we built. So they gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. Gonna be all right.
Sorry, I'm reading Shanita's comment, which I feel like basically said what I said.
What's Shanita saying?
She said it in a sentence, but I said it in like 10, and I should have just let her say it for me.
Oh, okay.
She was like, but they still need to be able to feel that hurt and work through it. At the end of the day, that's it.
Woo!
Yeah. That was everything I was trying to say.
Come through,
she
Shanita.
She just said it quicker.
Let me tell you something. Grief, hurt, pain, like all these things that we run away from is exactly what we need. Like, you have to allow yourself to feel it. A breakup, a death, whatever, a death of a job, a transition, like you have to feel the hurt. It's like going to the gym. You want to look good. You want to be at the beach. You want to be flexing all your body. But the reality is you got to go through the pain of what it feels like to be sore in order to feel the glory of what it feels to look good. And that's with everything in life, y'all.
Y'all, I can't. We wrapping it up because Ken just sent me to my bed. Because
what Ken said?
He talked about the land. Wait, no. What did he say? Where did
it
go?
I'm living for Ken. Ken, I love you.
He said Ralph gets the farm, Charlie gets the mill, and Nova gets the weed.
Settled. It's all settled. Done and done. All
right, guys. So we gotta wrap it up. I'm so grateful to have such an energetic.
The chat was live tonight. We love you guys.
You guys are the show.
You guys are everything. You guys are the show. Thank y'all.
As always, follow me on Instagram. Twitter, Facebook, whatever, at @hey_itslay.
Ya tú sabes, mi gente. Follow me at everything. At Sally, hang out with us right here. And next week, we'll be back.
Bye. Why you don't talk in that accent during the show?
You know, I don't know why I don't do that, but I'll do it next time if you want me to.
Wow.
Do you want me to do the whole episode like this?
I don't think you can pull it off.
You know what it is? It's that my mother's in town and she talks with an accent.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, guys. Until next week.
Adios.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.